So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited a machlekes where the mefaglim chatzi matar, whether one can render a carbon as pigul while performing the avodah with only some of the matar, part of that which permits the rest of the carbon to be eaten or to be burned on the mizbeach. The Gemara now cites a related machlekes. The charifi de pumbedisa hold haktar mefagel as haktar. As Rashi explains, hiktar kaimitz amanas lahaktar levoina la'achar zman. If one burns the kaimitz intending to burn the levoina the next day, the carbon is pigul. And afil rabban de amri im mefaglim chatzi matar, even the rabbanon, who generally hold im mefaglim chatzi matar, agree in this case that it is pigul because hanemili hecha de chishev be bishirayim for levoina be milsa kaimo. Aval hacha de chishev la levoina kamad de chishev be bekuli matar dami. If one burns the koimitz intending to eat the shirayim the next day, but he did not refer to the levoina at all, the mincha is not pigul because the koimitz is only the chatzi matar, while the levoina, which was not evolved, is the other part. However, if while burning the koimitz he had a machshavas pigul about the levoina, this is considered a machshavas pigul with the entire matter because the levoina was involved in the machshavas pigul. However, if Chizda holds, ein aktar mefagelas aktara. If one burns the koimitz intending to burn the levoina the next day, the carbon is not pigul. And the filler Remeir dam mefaglim chatzi matter, even Remeir, who generally holds mefaglim chatzi matter, agrees in this case that it's not pigul because hanemili heicha dechishabu b'shirayim the koimitz matter did who. Aval hacha, the kaimitz lav matar de levoinahu, lematzim mefagel be. While burning the kaimitz, one can cause pigul by having intentions about the shirayim, because the kaimitz permits the shirayim. But while burning the kaimitz, one cannot cause pigul by having intentions about the levoina, because the kaimitz does not permit the levoina. However, the Gemara later adds, l'divrei called pasul. Rav Chisda agrees that the mincha is disqualified. The Gemara first seeks to prove that haktar mefagel is haktar. The Mishnah Daf Yud Beis ruled, zeh haklal. Kala koimitz, oinoisim mekli, hamoylech, hamakter. One performs one of the four avoidas of a mincha, separating the koimitz, placing in the kli sharis, bringing it to the mizbeach, or burning it, with an intention of lechel davishadachel lechel, ulahakter davishadachel lahakter, and intended to eat the leftovers, which are meant to be eaten, or to burn the kemitza, which is meant to be burned, the next day. Pigul v'chayavim lov karis, it becomes pigul, and one is liable for karis for eating it. The Gemara assumes, mahanach bein lechel bein lahakter, afaktar bein lechel bein lahakter. Just as during the other avodas, a machshavas pigul can refer to an intention to either eat the shirayim or burn the koimitz or levoina, so too during the aktara, a machshavas pigul also refers to an intention to either eat the shirayim or burn the levoina, clearly indicating haktar mefagelas haktara. The Gemara answers, hanach bein lechel bein lahakter, haktara lechelin lahakter loy. During the other avodas, one can cause pigul with an intention to either eat or burn, but during the aktara, one can only cause pigul with an intention to eat the shirayim. The Gemara now seeks to prove that ain haktar mefagel is haktar. The Mishnah Daf Tezayin ruled, Shachet echem min hakvasim, lechem michaveru lemacher, shneim kasherim. If he slaughtered one of the sheep that is matah d'shtei halechem, intending to eat from the other sheep the next day, neither one is pigul. The Gemara assumes, kivin delav matar didehu, lematzim mefagelbe. The reason it does not become pigul is because neither sheep permits the other. Similarly, ain haktar mefagel is haktar. The Gemara, however, differentiates. Hasim hu deloy ikva b'chad mana, aval hach de ikva b'chad mana ki chad damu. The two sheep are separate karbanas, and so one cannot have intentions of pigul about one while performing avodah with the other. However, the koimitz and levoina are considered one entity because they are placed in one utensil. Therefore, they can cause pigul to one another. A related ruling from Reb Chanina: Hiktor koimitz lahaktor levoina lecha shirayim lemacher pigul. If one burned the koimitz with intentions to burn the levoina and to eat the shirayim the next day, the mincha is pigul. The Gemara explains, Kesavir ein aktar mefagelas aktara, ve'ein mefagel mechatzi matar. Reb Chanina holds that a machshavas pigul during the avodah of one matar regarding the other matar is not effective. And a machshavas pigul with only part of the matar regarding the shirayim is also not effective. Therefore, neither of these intentions by itself can cause pigul. Nevertheless, the mincha is pigul because pshita le machshava bekula mincha. Since his intentions encompass both matirim and the shirayim, these intentions combine to render the mincha as pigul. Hanulach HaKoimitz as HaMincha Rav Borchashim completed the second parak of Masechtas Menachos and will now begin the third parak HaKoimitz Rabba Be'ez Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, HaKoimitz as HaMincha Lechel Dove She'ein Darcha Lecher U'Lahakter Dove She'ein Darcha Lahakter Kosher. Rav Eliezer Paisel, if the Kohen performs a Kemitzah intending to eat the Koimitz, which is not meant to be eaten but to be burned, or intending to burn the Shirayim, which is not meant to be burned but to be eaten, the next day, the Rabbana hold the Mincha is Kosher, while Rav Eliezer holds it is possible. The Mishnah continues, Lechel Dabash Adarcha Lechel Lohak Dabash Adarcha Lahakter Pachis Mikizayis Kasher. If he intended to eat less than the Kizayis of the Shrine, or to burn less than the Kizayis of the Kaimis Levina the next day, the Mincha is Kasher. Or Lechel Kachatzizayis Ulahakter Kachatzizayis Kasher Shein Achila Vaktar Mitztarfen. If he intended to eat half a kezayis and burn half a kezayis the next day, the mincha is kasher because intentions regarding eating and burning do not combine. Now, Rav Asi explains the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan in the first case as follows. The pasuk says, "Vim ha'ochel ya'ochel mipsar zebach shlamav," and Rabbi Eliezer expounds the double expression "he'ochel te'ochel" as follows: "B'shtei achilas akasa medaber, echad achilas adam, echad achilas mizbeach." The Torah refers to two types of consumption: the eating of the person and the eating of the mizbeach, which is burning to be consumed by the fire, and they are therefore compared. Just as the intention to eat the shiraim later renders the carbon as pigel, so too intention to burn the kaimitz later renders it pigel. Furthermore, since the Torah expresses burning as eating, we expound, intentions to burn the shiraim or to eat the kaimitz the next day also render the carbon as pigel. However, the Rabbanim maintain achila de urcha mashma. The pasuk only refers to eating and burning things in the regular manner, and therefore, intentions to eat the kaimitz or to burn the shiraim the next day do not render the carbon as pigel. However, the Torah referred to burning as eating to teach one of the following two halachas. Lo yishno ki mechasha b'loshna achil l'mizbech, b'lo yishno ki mechasha b'loshna aktar l'mizbech. He can phrase his intention in two ways, either for the eating of the mizbech or the burning of the mizbech. Just as the term eating denotes a kezayis, so too an intention regarding burning is only effective if he thought about burning a kezayis. However, Rabbi Eliezer argues, why does the Torah switch the expression instead of repeating the same word twice, such as either he'achel ha'achel or ye'achel ye'achel? Therefore, shamat minot tarti, we can derive both halachas from the pasuk. However, the Gemara asks, karas nami l'chayev. According to Rav Asi's explanation, Rav Eliezer should hold one liable for karas for an intention to eat the kaimitz or burn the shiraim, and yet Rav Asi himself quoted Rabbi Yechanan's statement, Maid Rav Eliezer she'ein einish karas. Rav Eliezer agrees that he's not liable for karas. Therefore, the Gemara disagrees and maintains the kuli alma karas laka. Everyone agrees there is no karas, as Rashi explains. V'tamid Rav Eliezer de'gazer sh'lei kedarkei ata kedarkei u'pasa medrabanan. Rabbi Eliezer's ruling is merely midrabanan as a gezerah because of a case of a typical pigel. The Gemara, however, concludes, Tanoihi alibid Rabbi Eliezer. Ikal mandam apsul deiraisa, ikal mandam apsul derabanan. There are differing opinions as to Rabbi Eliezer's position. One holds that it is pigel midrabanan, and one holds that it is merely pasul midrabanan.